Don't you love the winds, just a rumor? Don't you worry if there's and a doubt? Sometimes I think the love is just a tumor. You got to cut it out. You say you're sorry for the things that you've done. You say you're sorry, but you know you don't mean it. I wouldn't worry, I had so much fun. Sometimes I almost feel just like a human being. Yeah. Not just another mouth and a lipstick bowl. It's you. Not just another mouth and a lipstick bowl. Give you slot machine, almost dead on arrival. Just in the one more time, we got live wire. Maybe if you told you you were girl in a million. You say I got no feelings, this is a good way to kill it.
Saying, I'm going on detour.
disgusted. I try to be amused, but since the wings have got rusted, you know the angels when I wear my red shoes. And when they told me that the side of the bargain, it's when you did I could not refuse. Now I'm getting old. Just while I'm in my rich shoes, I was watching while you dance away. My life got fractured in an echo and sway. How come everybody wants to be your friend? But then it still hurts me just to say it. Oh, and I know that she's disgusted, she's feeling so abused. She gets tired of the lies, but it's so hard to refuse. How can you say that I'm too old and the angels have stolen my red shoes? I said I'm so happy I could die. She said drop dead and left to it's what you get if you go chasing after legends. Ever since you got me, bunch of this has been my sentence. Oh, I used to be disgusted, and now I try to be amused. Since the wings have got rusted, you know the angels want to wear my red shoes. When they told me about their side, it's a duty that I cannot refuse. And I won't get old and never angels want to wear my red shoes. No, I won't get old and never angels want to wear my red shoes. Red shoes, the angels want to wear my red shoes. Red shoes, the angels wanna wear my red shoes. Red shoes, the angels wanna wear.
This here story that we're going to tell tonight comes made out of songs that I wrote over a long period of time. I've been coming to Italy since about 1980. We got on an awful lot of mischief the first time we came, but I believe it was because they left this mysterious clear liquid on the table at the end of our first meal. It was called grappa, and I didn't know what it was. But I didn't get the chance to sing songs quietly to you as I do now. When I first started to write, I didn't really scream and shout. I was in my bedroom, I was trying not to wake up my young son, and I was singing the view from where I was living on the edge of town. And I turned some of those songs into records that maybe some of you have heard. But you know, when I first sent away my tape to the record companies, they were very helpful. They sent it straight back to me. I mean, I guess they thought that maybe I'd sent it to the wrong address. And eventually I sent it to the BBC, local radio in London. A fellow called Charlie Gillett played my tape. It wasn't a record or anything, it was just a reel-to-reel tape that I'd recorded on an old Grundig tape recorder in my bedroom. And I was singing in a hush. And when they announced that they were going to play my music on the radio, I went into the kitchen and I turned on the set. Then I turned off all the lights so nobody could see me listening to myself on the radio. And there was a weather report, and then he announced the song and it played. And I thought a great big finger would come down from the sky, like fate, and say, "This is the moment." And then they just went to the weather report again, and nothing changed. So I'd like to sing this song from where I was standing right there. Cut loose in the nightmare. cast far from my dreams. If only it's in a wither that I can hang my hat, then it's coming apart at the seams. My luck is hanging upside down. I try to hold on tight, but money's running out of time. Love slips right out of sight of these bones. Don't look so good to me. Chug his tongue and they all disagree. One day soon I will laugh right in the face of the poison. Sorry, but it can't be replaced. Step right out of that cold bridge, button down in place. Starts like a fascination, ends up like a trance. You gotta use your imagination. Some of that magazine romance in these bones don't look so good to me. Joke is talking, they all disagree. One day soon, I will laugh right in the face of the poison moon. One day soon, I will laugh right in the face of the poison. And a couple of them were on the radio, and we went from playing little clubs to theaters, and we got to go from boarding houses where they didn't really change the sheets to the unimaginable luxury of a hotel outside of Leeds in Yorkshire, where they gave you two chocolate biscuits in cellophane and an electric kettle in your room, and you thought you were a king. And then they stuck us on an aeroplane and sent us to America to make us famous. And I woke up in the Howard Johnson's motel outside of San Francisco, a place where they had hot and cold running clam chowder 24 hours a day. They had color television in every room. It didn't go off at 10:30 at night after improving words from the vicar. There were two double beds in each room in case you were having company. And it completely went to my head. Like I said, I was trying to rid the world of alcohol then. Mostly by drinking it. And I strayed from the narrow path. And the songs I wrote then were covered in guilt and shame and stupidity. And I wrote them just for you. Oh, I just don't know where to begin. Though it says I'll wait forever, it's now or never, but they keep them hanging on this silly champion. She says she can't go home without a chaperone. Accidents will happen, we're all hit and run. You used to be a victim, now you're not the only one. Accidents will happen, we're all hit and run. I don't want to hear it, cause I know what I've done. Well, there's so many fish in the sea. They don't arise within the sweat and smoke like mercury, but they keep you hanging on. They say you're so young, your life is made up, your mind is undone. Accidents will happen, we're all living wrong. You used to be a victim, now you're not the only one. Accidents will happen, we're all living wrong. Words that we don't say, they scare me so. There's so many people to see, so many people you can check upon. Have you collection with?
will find your mind is made up, your mouth is undone. Accidents will happen, we're all within the run. You used to be a victim, now you're not the only one. Accidents will happen, we're all within the run. I don't want to hear it, cause
took this music that was written by Professor Longhair and turned it into this beautiful ballad. I didn't ever think I would ever sing My Friend Alan Toussaint when I listened to his songs on the radio when I was a little kid. He wrote Working in a Coal Mine and Holy Cow, Get Out My Life Woman. He wrote Fortune Teller and A Certain Girl that were played by The Who and The Rolling Stones and The Yardbirds when I was too young to go out to a nightclub. And then I got to work with him in New Orleans, where everybody went to get the magic that he brought to the studio. And then after Hurricane Katrina, he came up to New York because, like so many people in New Orleans, he lost his house, he lost his studio, all the musicians that he worked with were scattered all over the country, and he rebuilt his career playing music all around the world. He played, took his songs out, and played him for the last 10 years of his life. And I learned a tremendous amount from him. But most of all, the grace with which he faced the worst in life. You know, he couldn't really imagine everything being swept away like that. So I tried in my own way to just take some of the scenes that I saw when we took him back to New Orleans to finish the record that we made, The River in Reverse. I went and looked at what had happened there and imagined what it would feel like if it were my hometown, and put it to the music that he set so beautifully. town. Oh, we're running around. Now the wind is parting, now the leaf is hanging on the tree like a star. But I know you will return. When I first went to the United States, I thought I would walk into a smoky dive in Los Angeles and run into a girl wearing a satin dress, and the kind that maybe had a revolver in their garter, in the top of their stocking, or knew how to give you a good slap when you needed it. And you would say, "Thank you very much, ma'am. May I have another?" I'd obviously watched too many film noir, and the woman behind me there is Gloria Graham, who was the femme fatale, which is French for fatal woman, in many film noir, which is the French for film noir. And I eventually stumbled into many sordid scenes, of which is this is just one. I can lie on this bed and more, it burns my skin. You can take the truthful things you said to me and never want to ever again. Poor Napoleon, you always look so disappointed when I take my stockings off. Don't you know the facts of life, father? Don't you know what these things cost? Suicide, stolen kisses, to traveling salesmen, as true it seems. She put a bandit in the slot. She called you her magic fingers. Poor Napoleon. Poor Napoleon. But she isn't all that's ever time. But that isn't all she fakes. Just like that place where you take your spine and turn it into snowflakes. Thank you.
but you better learn some self-control. Did you miss a good hairstyle? Pour a scrunch in your beck and
Catholic boy, I felt deeply guilty about it.
Start and started to talk again. I could talk all night. My mind goes sleepwalking while I'm putting the word to right. Cause information, and you got yourself an occupation.
I wasn't sure I wanted to be a musician, so I went looking for a job, and I went looking for a job in the 19th century. I went to an office that looked just like it came straight out of Charles Dickens. There were people sitting at a big tall desk, at least one man who was the boss. And the job was to write the new obstacles like sandbanks and sunken ships on the charts that came into the port of Liverpool in those days still. And I thought this would be a job for life. There's a lot of ships and a lot of shipwreck. But they discovered very quickly that I was left-handed. And therefore, as I wrote everything, I would smudge the ink and send sails to their doom. So they chased me out the door, and I walked through the wooden door into the 20th century and got a job in computers. It looked just like that, except that girl wasn't there. I was taught how to work that machine by a very hairy man from Ireland who believed that you could startle computers back into action if they stopped working by creeping up on them suddenly. He said it was the way he treated all his women. Of course, he didn't know any women. So I had faced this dilemma of work, what to do. They gave me a white coat so I looked like a scientist and important, but actually, I was just writing songs the whole time I was there and fooling. So I never had to face the kind of dilemma that the man in this song faces. It's a working man who's given his job back to send his son away to die.
It isn't worth it, and you went to court in shoes for the wife, and a bicycle on the boss's birthday. Just a rumor that was spread around town, that a woman and children saw a ship building.
That was music by Clive Lang. I'd like to play a brand new song now. This is a song from a musical that I'm writing with a couple of friends of mine. It's based on a story by Bud Schulberg. It was written in 1957 and made into a film by Ilya Kazan. But we go back to the original text for a short story entitled Your Arkansas Traveler, because the character in this song is a hillbilly singer who comes out of Arkansas to get on the radio, and he comes into a radio station in the middle of nowhere. He's unshaven, uncouth, unpleasant, but just strangely charming, and he starts to speak a line of nonsense and folk wisdom that people fall for. So they put him on the regional radio, and he gets good ratings. So they put him on the television, tell him he's got to sell a brand of amphetamines that they sell to housewives to make them do their housework quickly. And he's charming and a little bit devilish. In fact, he may even be the devil, because he looks within the people in his audience and he thinks of the terrible things that they really wish for. And this here song is his pitch, just as he gets the idea that he might actually influence people's way of thinking about the world. You know how it ends when people get on television and they get good ratings. You know where that ends. This is a song called Facing the Crowd.
When you're down and confused, and you think that you've been used, and you're only a face in the crowd, you know how that feels. No one here. Strong, despite your pride.
Yes, I said. Do you want to hear one more song from that musical? Want me to play one more?
You know, I got a feeling a little bit of his character. He's kind of like a combination of Elvis Presley and Hank Williams and Jimmy Rogers and Jerry Lee Lewis on when he's really crazy. You know, this is what this character is like. But of course, like all good hillbilly singers, he has to have a spiritual number. And he plays this little song on the radio, on his radio show in the story. And it's a song in which we reach out to everybody who's having a little bit of conflict in their life and squabble with the one they love. It's a little spiritual number that's been very good for me. It's called Don't Let the Last Word. Don't let your first love go missing because of the last word.
People write to me every day, seeking advice. They stand by to tell me their story. Dearly beloved, we're gathered today for a trial of the judge and the jury, seeing how love turned into fury. Promise for better, you gave it your words. You said, get your hand out of my pocket, take your fingers from my purse. Before you say something, you wish you had.
Slay!
It's me. I sang one for my gal a little while ago, but I'm going to sing another one because I want to send it out to her and my boys back home. I got a 9-year-old twin boys, so they're sitting around doing what they always do when they get in from school. They're smoking cigars and drinking brandy and playing a few rounds of cards. Because we're getting ready for the Bourdeville life. And I especially like this one because we've got the drum roll of the rain on the roof. That's what I really like.
I don't agree with you, baby. Loves everything that I do. Dances most every night. Movies are her delight. I seem to go for them too. When dances and movies are done, that's when we have real fun. Me, it's great having me and I lay walking my baby back home. On and on over meadow and farm, walking my baby back home. We go along now that as a song while I'm reciting the poem. Hours go by and walking my baby back home. We stop for a while, she gives me a smile and snuggles her head on my chest. We start into bed and that's when I get her powder all over my vest. After I have to straighten my tie, she wants to go on back home. Even then it is pleasure again, walking my baby back home. She's afraid of the dark, so I have to park outside of the door to its light. She says if I try to kiss her, she'll cry. I dry her tears all through the night. And in hand to a barbecue stand, right through a doorway we roam. Even then to this pleasure again, walking my baby back home. Oh, walking my baby back home. Walking my baby back home.
That's all.
Such as this, she would be tempted to spit if she wasn't so ladylike. She imagines as she might live, packing legends in history cry. So she looks to the prince, finding since he's so charmingly slumped at her side. Those days are calling on the gallery wall, and she's waiting for passion, humorous strike. What shall we do? What shall we do with all this useless beauty? All this useless beauty. Got darkened on time. Julie almost began to negotiate. She held his hand like a baby and said, it's okay if you cry. Now he wants her to dress as if you couldn't guess. He desires to impress his associates. There's part of the beast and then it deceased. So she finds that the mixture is
Besser. Kommt unter Puste und jetzt im Unterricht.
Speaking the language was to go and try to live an ordinary life. So I walked into my favorite cafe and I ordered Vore un conto con marmalade. Just a slight change of emphasis. And the lady behind the bar was a very formidable woman indeed, formidable even as they say in French. And she looked me directly in the eye and said in perfect English, "Yes, sir, we have them here in Florence, but not with marmalade." And the rest is misery, you know. She may be the beauty or the beast, maybe the famine or the feast, maybe the extent to the heaven or hell. She may be the song the sun sings, maybe a chill that autumn. She may be
her smile reflected in the stream. She may not be what she may seem inside her shell. She who always seems so happy in the ground, whose eyes can be so bright and so brown, no one's allowed to see them when they cry. She may be the love that cannot hope to last, may come to me from shadows of the past, but I remember to the day I died. She may be the reason I survived, why and wherefore I'm alive, the one I've cared for through the rough and ready. I'll take a laughter and tears and make them all my souvenirs. So where she goes, I've got to be the meaning of my life and she. Thank you. stairs. If life isn't there, goddess, justice, Vaseline, someone scratching at the window, I want you. The detectives come to check you, but on to the bed, but so ready to hear the worst about the goddess, been so weary, so illegitimate, to get you straight, or to have your fingers to blow you away. Just like watching the detectives, don't catch you. Watching the detectives, dancing in the middle of teardrops. Can't be wounded when it's got no heart.
You're on your sweet when you're in box. Try and hold it for Thank you.
sort of Rebecca and Megan of Lock and Pull have been joining me every now and then, singing different songs, but this here one is another one that comes from facing the crowd, and it's about that moment when that hillbilly singer blunders into a radio station, and a young woman who was running that station sees this man is unwashed, unlovable, unspeakable, unthinkable, and he has something of the devil about him. And in the way of devils, she's a little bit attracted to him too. And sometime later in the story, she pulls up a seat at the bar and considers all the fine words that she learned when she was at college, all the words of philosophy and poetry. This is the song that Marcia sings, looking into the reflection behind the bar. And we're going to ask Rebecca to come to the microphone now and sing it for you. It's called Burn the Paper Down to Ash.
I've been there and I was Thank you.
not impressed. I heard you left that little friend of mine. Take off your part of this. I'm not going to get too sentimental. Love is thicker than time. I don't know if you were loving somebody. Only know it isn't mine. Oh, Allison, I know this world is killing you, Allison.
Well, I see you got a husband. Do you leave your pretty fingers lying in the wedding cake? Sometimes I wish that I could stop you from talking. When I hear the certain things that you say, I think somebody's better could ever be mine. 'Cause I can't stand to see you, but I can't stand to see you this way. This world is killing you, Allison. Life is true.
Breaking for, I want you. It's the way you. for I want you. It's no wind that he knows you now after all the guessing. It's the thought of him undressing you, or you undressing. You toss some dirty compliments your way. I want you, and you were fool enough to love it. And you loved it when it said, I want you. The truth can't hurt you, it's just like the dark. It scares you hopeless, but in time you see things clear and stark. I want you, go on and hurt me, go on and hurt me, and let it dry. I want you, I'm afraid that I won't know where to start. I'm not ashamed to say, I'm not ashamed to say, I'm not ashamed to say, I'm not ashamed to say that I cry. I want to know the things that you did, the things that you did. I might as well be useless for all it means to you. Did you call his name out? Did you? Did you call his name out? Oh, 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 did you? Did you call his name out? Is it him you did?
Say it once, 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 once as I walk through this wicked world, searching for light, darkness, insanity. Oh yeah, I ask myself, is all of lost? Is there only pain and hatred and misery? And each time I feel like this inside, one thing I wanna know, what's so funny that peace wouldn't understand it? Spirit gets so hearted sometimes. Somewhere I'm strong, and who I trusted, I will lose the heart. Sweetheart, 'cause each time I feel it slip away, just makes me wanna cry. So funny that peace wouldn't understand it. Oh, so funny that peace wouldn't understand it.
Rebecca Lovell, Martin Post, Darcy Miller, Ali.